taste more.
Welcome to the Cultivate Podcast. I have the biggest smile on my face because I am sitting across from one of my very first people that I get to interview on the Cultivate Podcast. Because as you all know, this is normally just a podcast where I sit down at my dining room table, I hit record, and it is me talking to you for 30 minutes about scripture, and we walk through scripture together. And I love that, but honestly, I'm a little tired of myself right now. And so I'm really excited that I'm looking across at a real live person who I'm going to introduce to you in just a moment. But what we are doing over the next several weeks is we are really just celebrating the spiritual disciplines. And so I have a Bible study coming out called Encountering God, Cultivating Habits of Faith Through the Spiritual Disciplines. And each week we take an overarching spiritual discipline and we work through it through Bible study, and I'm super pumped about that, and through video teaching and all of that. So to celebrate those disciplines, I kind of went through a list in my head, and I thought, okay, who do I want to interview per discipline? And the guest that I have with me today immediately came to my mind because she is from She Reads Truth. In fact, you founded She Reads Truth with Rachel, but who we don't have Rachel with us today, but I do know. Have Amanda Bible Williams with us today, one of the founding members of She Reads Truth. And I'll even let it be awesome if you could just give us a synopsis of what She Reads Truth is.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to like give too much away, but Amanda, it's awesome to have you here. And I know you guys are all about the Word of God, and that is the discipline that we're going to be talking about as we open things up, the study of the Word of God. So tell us a little bit about She Reads Truth and what you guys do.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. This is exciting. I'm honored to be one of your first guests. So at She Reads Truth, we are all about the Word of God. We are women in the Word of God every day. And we have a counterpart called He Reads Truth, and it is men in the Word of God every day. And so we just want to be people of the book, so to speak, you know, people of the Word who read God's Word daily and develop that spiritual practice or spiritual discipline of reading the Word, because we believe that God's Word is true. We believe that it is meant for us to read, and not just in the context of a Bible study or in church on a Sunday. Those are important, but also just on any given day, just
on a Tuesday,
on our own, on a Tuesday. Tuesdays are a great day that just to open your Bibles, right? Like any day, and just meet with the Lord. We believe that it is God's gift to us, that God's Word is a gift, and it is how we come to know who He is and what He's like and who we are in relationship to Him.
Yes. It's interesting that you say that, because I recently did an episode through Psalm 19. And it's so interesting because the psalmist, David, at the top of Psalm 19, he talks about how God speaks through creation. So, night after night, it pours forth knowledge, and there's no place where its voice is not heard. And so you get this general understanding of God through creation. You know, you see the mountains, you take a flight, and you see the clouds in the sky, and he speaks through creation. But halfway through that psalm, David makes a transition, and he talks about how God speaks personally through His Word.
Yeah.
So in other words, David is saying, if God speaks through creation generally, how much more will He speak personally to us through His actual Word to us?
Yes.
And that just pumps me up. It gets me excited. Both you and I can agree that God's Word literally has changed our lives.
Yes, I mean, it's just absolutely.
No question about it.
Continues to.
I don't even know who I'd be, honestly, without it.
Yeah.
So one of the passages that you wanted to talk about, and I'm so glad because it also happens to be in the Bible study of Encountering God. It's
one of the first
passages, that we get
excellent.
To, is Deuteronomy chapter 6. So if you have your Bible with you today, this is one of those times. Now, I know you might be walking your dog and listening. You might be folding laundry and listening. But if it's one of those days where you happened to have a minute, sit down, open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And what verses, Amanda, would you, or can I put you on the spot and have you read some of these verses to
absolutely.
Us, and then we'll start to break them down?
Yeah, I mean, I think specifically verses 4-9, but really this whole chapter is a sermon about knowing the word. And yes, so I'd be happy to read it. So this is Deuteronomy 6, starting in verse 4. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words that I'm giving you today are to be in your heart. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you sit in your house and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand and let them be a symbol on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your city gates.
Ooh, this just gives me chills, just doesn't reading it? The word of God. I mean, it makes you just want to stand up for the listening of or the reading of God's word. Amanda, I want you to kind of just take off on some of this. Before you do, I want to give those listening just a tiny bit of background on what is happening here and where this command is sitting in Scripture. Now, so many will know that, you know, Israel comes out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. God appears on Mount Sinai, gives Moses the Ten Commandments. Then they go through those wonderful 40 years of wilderness wandering. I've never wandered before, and I'm sure you haven't either,
Certainly
Amanda.
Certainly not for 40 years.
Yeah, okay, thank goodness that the Lord got me out of the wilderness quicker than that.
Yeah.
But now Israel is on the brink of going in to possess the promised land. And out of everything that Moses could have spoken to them, out of everything that he could have given to them, he says, listen, the Lord our God is one. Love him with all your heart, soul, strength. And then he goes on to talk about the word and how central the word needs to be.
Yes.
So just go from there. I mean, you think about being on the brink of the promised land. Why these words?
Oh, yeah. In this moment they've been waiting for.
Yes.
For so long.
Uh-huh.
And that they've almost gotten there before, you know, like almost, and then not. And for it to be this generation of God's people who are going to walk in and take possession of this land. And so I love this passage because it sits in the book of Deuteronomy, where Moses is just telling the story. He's telling the story of God's people. And that's one of the things that makes me so passionate about inviting people to read their Bibles is that it is our story.
It is a story.
Yes, it's a story. It's one grand story made up of real life, tangible details in them, stories that where we can learn who God is. And so for one of the things that gets me so fired up about reading the Bible is that it is remembering our story, remembering that the story that we are a part of. The beautiful thing, a beautiful thing about the story of the Bible is it's not about us, it's about God, and there's some real freedom there. And I think that's one of the pressures we put on ourselves a lot of times when it comes to Bible reading is, A, we expect to understand it all the first time, which blows my mind. It's that we don't approach anything else like that.
No.
You know?
Chemistry,
like
science.
Nothing else.
Sports.
Or like you're becoming a first-time parent, and what do? You read a bunch of books about parenting and pregnancy and sleeping and all of these different things. But when it comes to God's word and we open it and we don't understand it, and a lot of times we close it and think, well, this isn't for me. And so what I love is that this story is we don't have to open it and know, okay, what does this mean for me? We want to open it and say, like, what's happening here?
Yes.
Like, what does this mean? And what does it say about God?
Yeah.
Because that's really the key. Like, that's really what opens the door for me to Scripture. And so I love that Moses is saying, listen. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think even that word Shema, and that it means listen, and that to say, we have this story that is recorded for us. That's such a gift. And so to open our Bibles is to listen to what God has already said. So many times we want God to speak. We want him to reveal things to us.
And we even stop to listen.
We forget that, he's already said a lot.
Yes. And that word Shema, listen, it means to hear, but it implies that if you have heard, you will obey. So it's like this word. We don't have the same English word, but it's like when my niece and nephew are over and I'm like, excuse me, Lily, I don't think you're listening to me. I don't mean I don't think you've heard me.
Yeah, that's different.
I mean, you haven't obeyed me. Because if you were listening to me, you would be coming this way, right? You would be putting that popsicle down or you'd be whatever. And that's what's so awesome is it is implied that if you hear God's word, you're going to do it, you know? And I love that Shema, how it's all in there. Yeah. And but then, I mean, Amanda, talk to us about the fact that he begins by saying love the Lord your God. We think so often it's just this rules.
It's
oppressive.
Duty.
It's duty.
Yeah.
It's rules.
Yeah.
Look at how the word of God is all rooted in a love relationship with Creator God.
Yes.
I mean, how has that been life-changing for you?
Oh, man. I mean, in every way and I think that the more that I have studied scripture and read scripture, the more that I understand, like our friend, our mutual friend, Lisa Harper says that it's a love letter. Mm-hmm. And I think the more I read it, the more I understand that that truly is what it is.
Yeah.
That this story is a story of love and of redemption and of beauty. And so when it says here in verse 5, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And, you know, and there are some places where the word mind is used with this type of phrasing. And it just to acknowledge that that whole person, all of us, you know, and that we're going to, the call is to love the Lord with all that we are. And I love that that is followed up immediately by these words are to be in your heart. So we all, I always associate my heart with love, right? That like, or love with the heart. And to know that, okay, we the call is to love the Lord. And the way that I do that, one of the primary ways that I do that is to put his word in my heart so that, I love it when the Bible says so that, because I'm like, it makes my ears perk up. And so I feel like this, the words aren't used here, but it's one of those moments where it's like, these words are to be in your heart.
Yeah.
And you are to repeat them. And I think that there is an acknowledgement here of how easily we forget.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not just, oh yeah, like read the word sometimes and study it. The reason we are women in the Word of God every day at She Reads Truth is because every day is how often I need to be reminded of what is true.
Yes.
Right. And so that this, like, these words are to be in your heart. You're to repeat them to not just to yourself, but to your children.
Yes,
you're to teach them.
That.
You're to talk about them basically all the time.
All the time. Yep.
When you're in your house, when you're walking around, when you're lying down, when
you're
getting up.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Night to, you know, morning to night. Bind them as a sign on your hand. So like, this is like, we are going to we are not going to let ourselves forget this.
Yes. Yeah.
And write them, you know, on put them on your forehead. You want other people to know that you this God's word is what we're about.
Central, yeah.
And that it just the simple truth, and it's not that simple. It can we make it really complicated, but we can't be about God's word if we don't know it, if we don't read it.
Right. How can it be in your heart if you don't know it? I think it's Jen Wilkin says, the heart cannot love what the mind does not know. And I mean, I know Jen Wilkin for some Bible study too. She's awesome. And she, I think I just heard her speak that last weekend at an event, but it's like I guess for me, Amanda, there was growing up, I had a wonderful, in so many ways, a wonderful Christian heritage.
Yes.
In other ways, there was a lot of legalism, a lot of here's what it looks like to be a good Christian. If you do this, God's going to really be upset. If you don't do this, God's going to really be upset.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it was just, it was a lot of mandates and I lived in a lot of fear and a lot of guilt. And I would sometimes read the scripture and I would feel the oppression, I would feel where I wasn't measuring up and it would feel. And so there's something to me about going all the way back to the deep Old Testament. I mean, Deuteronomy, like we are like deep, you know, we're in the Pentateuch here and we see love. We see words like love. We see words like heart. And to me, when I think about, and you already alluded to this, but the fact that God has even given us something to listen to, that he actually wants to reveal himself to us, that he wants to share with us, mm-hmm. that he wants to show us where we are in the story. No, is this about us? No, but it is for us. Yeah. And that he has given this for us, and that this is to be in our heart. That is such a game changer for me, Amanda. Like when yes. And that's why I love coming and talking with you and Rachel, you know, at the She Reads Truth podcast, because it is a heart relationship. This is not Absolutely. Just way out there, pie in the sky, academic knowledge, but this is supposed to transform us.
Yes.
You know, God's word is to transform us. And a lot of times, yes, it is very counter to the culture, yeah. but that even on some level makes it even that much more exciting because I don't know if you're like me in this, but the culture can really be disappointing. Like, you
yes.
know, like, I mean, social media or trying to keep up with this person or trying to keep up with that or, you know, it can get really disappointing. And I'm so thankful that God has given us a story that we can, that we're rooted in here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that really does touch our hearts.
Yeah. And that's what, as part of what Moses says here, if we keep reading past the Shema, one of the, you know, he's basically telling them to remember, you know, that that in fact the heading in the CSB says remembering God through obedience,
oh,
which
I
is
love that.
So good. It's kind of what you're talking about Shema, right?
Yeah. You're gonna hear, you're gonna obey. Yeah.
yeah. And so there's this really beautiful and also kind of heartbreaking portion here in starting in verse 10 that, you know, when the Lord brings you into this land that He's promised you, this land with large and beautiful cities that you did not build, houses mm-hmm. full of every good thing that you did not fill them with, cisterns that you did not dig, like all of these things that are gifts to them, right?
Yep.
And when you eat and are satisfied, be careful not to forget
yeah,
the Lord. So
you
get all these good things, our tendency is to forget.
Yeah.
And, but this in verse 14, just it's where he says, do not follow other gods, the gods mm-hmm. of the people around you. For the Lord is your God. And I think
yes.
that is another reason that scripture being rooted in the word is so important so that because that culture that lets us down all the time and so easily, and if you ask us, we don't really want to be. Like if I'm making a conscious choice, I don't want to be like culture.
Right.
You know, like I see the devastation and I see the emptiness of the idols around me. But if I am not swimming against that current,
yes.
then I will get swept up in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even that phrase, being rooted in scripture, that sounds intimidating. That would have sounded really intimidating to me as a young, and it did, like as a young person, but also just in like my, hard to define what's young. So when I'm saying young person, I'm thinking of myself as a teenager, right?
Okay.
Like I wanted that, but I didn't really know what that meant. But then in like my 20s and even like early 30s, that was so intimidating to me. And that's actually when She Reads Truth formed, was kind of in that time where we thought, we want to know this book that we say we believe.
Okay, speak to that intimidation because
yeah.
I think you're on something really important, especially with the spiritual disciplines. One of the things that I kept writing about was don't
yeah.
get overwhelmed. Don't be, because—
Oh, it's so easy.
It's so easy. And the last thing that I want is for somebody to fall off the wagon because they're intimidated.
Right.
So how did
right.
you move yep. past intimidation of the Word of God? Tell me some
yeah.
things. Tell us some things that helped you.
I mean, I think— finding some friends to be intimidated with.
Great.
You know,
that's
like to open our Bibles together and just go like, you know what? I don't feel equipped to do this. Do you? No, 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 no. You know, all the no's. But I really want to.
Yes.
Me too, me too, me too. So finding those kindred spirits who are just like, I want this. And I believe that God has given this to us as a gift and I want to engage His word. And so we're just gonna give it a try. And so it almost felt a little bit like a dare, which I don't know that that's an appropriate way to put it, but just like, what if we did? Like, what
yeah.
if we just opened our Bibles and read and just trusted that, first of all, you know, the Holy Spirit is alive in us.
Mm-hmm.
And He's the author of this book.
Yes.
So—
And He wants to reveal Himself.
If we're reading this book, if we— are reading God's word and we have the Holy Spirit, then in a lot of ways, isn't that all we need? These other tools are really good
yes.
and important, but you know, we also, and there's a very real sense in that the most important thing that we need, we already have. in the Holy Spirit and just like opening
and in the community of believers.
Yes, and in the and to read in the community and to talk about it with one another. And so, and it you know, there are times where it's still intimidating to me. Deuteronomy.
Oh,
like
my goodness,
we studied this as a community recently, and I will be honest, I was not excited about it at first because I was so intimidated. And I just was like, I'm not going to get it. It's going to be too much. And yes, parts of it are a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it all. But I think understanding that you're not going to understand it all, because again, what else do we do this
with? Well, I'm so glad.
Understanding.
I'm so glad that you said that. Yes, because we give ourselves, we discipline ourselves for things like exercise or diet.
Yes.
Or, you know, we're going to try new
skills. And we know it's going to be hard and it's going to take perseverance.
Yes, but we come to Scripture, we want it to magically fall on us. And we're approaching
it. Because it's supposed to be fluffy or like tender, you know. And there are times where it is fluffy or tender, but also.
But anything that we have to work for is more satisfying.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so, okay, so tell me this, though. So you push through the intimidation by getting some people around you, by also just recognizing that the Word of God is for us. You're going to get in there. There are going to be times that are uncomfortable or things you don't understand. What happened when you got to that place where you thought, okay, we need some instruction here.
Yes.
You know, because we had talked, we were rolling as far as recording, but we had talked earlier about just you and I just discussing about how you can just almost make anything true these days that you want to make true.
And we do.
And we wrongly divide the Word of God instead of rightly divide it, which Paul talks about to Timothy. Where do you get to that point where you really do also need some instruction, and how did you move past that?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, in my personal experience anyway, the instruction part, I felt like I knew, like I was comfortable with that. I was comfortable with someone else.
Got it.
Interpreting or, me or teaching me. And so I think that it's both, you know, we're in the body of Christ. And so in the same way that it was wrong for me to believe, not because anyone had told me this was true, I had just assumed it or kind of picked up on it, where I thought that, okay, I actually, not only do I not really know how to read Scripture on my own, I don't even know that I'm allowed to, honestly. Like, that's how I felt. And so in the same way that that was wrong thinking, that I couldn't read it on my own, I think it's also wrong thinking to think that we can only read it on our own.
There we go. That's
good. And I think that that's in, like, peers and friendships, and I think there's so much value in stumbling through the Scriptures together and just really relying on the Lord and just honest questions. But I think that, you know, it's modeled for us in Scripture that we have teachers, that we have, you know, people who, you've got that passage, I love that passage where they pull Apollos aside. Priscilla.
Oh, in Acts, yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
Where they pull Apollos aside and, like, kind of correct a few things that he was getting wrong or
the fuller explanation of the gospel.
Right. And then you have, like, relationships like Paul and Timothy that you just mentioned, where there are clear kind of precedence for having someone who is further along.
Yes, discipleship.
It's discipleship. Uh-huh. In their study of Scripture, in their Christian walk, maybe further along in years than you are to really rely on. And just, I mean, cannot overstate the importance of the local church. You know, the leadership of pastors and teachers.
Yeah. Find a local church. Yes. Ask someone to help you. Yes. Join a Bible study. There's so many ways. She Reads Truth has so many wonderful resources that you all really have scholars that are helping put all of this together that gives some explanation. Because we do need that teaching. And I continue to go back to, anything that we want to learn or that we want to give ourselves to is going to require something of us. Yes. And we're not going to get it all at once. And that's the beauty of the Lord bringing us through. You also mentioned, you said, you know, earlier, and I think it actually gets all the way into Deuteronomy 8, where he just mm-hmm. talks about remember, mm-hmm. you know, when everything's going well for you, when you've got the wells you didn't dig and you got the vineyards yep. you didn't plant, you got the big houses that you didn't build, mm-hmm. and everything's going well for you, do not forget. Well, how do we not forget? Yeah. We don't forget by being daily in the Word.
Yes.
And so how, Amanda, now you've got a full house, you're running a ministry, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
How do you make scripture reading, the discipline of scripture reading, a priority?
So I hope this is encouraging rather than discouraging, but I will honestly say it's still hard. So I think that, I hope that that is freeing, because a lot of people assume that, as, you know, the faces of She Reads Truth, that Rachel and I are like, oh, we just got this down to a science, right?
You're just reading the Bible all day.
Oh, man, that's all I do. My kids just take care of themselves. That's great. But it's, I think we have to give ourselves permission to struggle, because it's that way with anything. You know, like, I've recently rediscovered how to move my body and exercise. Mm-hmm. I had not done that for years and years and years. And what happened was, I did it even though I didn't feel like doing it. Mm-hmm. And then you start to enjoy it. And then maybe you even
feel like you desire it
and crave it, right? And so, but just as with anything else, there are days where I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Or the schedule is just really hectic today mm-hmm. and I don't know how I'm going to find time. And so I have, I feel like it's easier for me to talk in terms of like exercise and moving my body, because I can, I'm really quick to like, oh, you know what? I have 15 minutes right now. My husband's home. I'm going to go for a quick walk or whatever. And I don't feel guilt about that.
Yeah.
But there's something about Bible reading that I think we put a lot of false kind of just parameters around it, or qualifications mm-hmm. where we feel like it's supposed to look a certain way. And so I would say that one of the things, the primary things that I've learned over this almost decade in stewarding the ministry of She Reads Truth, is that there are seasons to Bible reading, just like for everything else. Mm. And so the key is just to keep at it and to keep insisting that your day reflect, and your life and your hours and your minutes reflect what's important to you.
Yeah.
And so, and it's okay if that is not first thing in the morning before anyone else wakes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's okay. Yeah. It's beautiful if it can be that. That's
yeah.
wonderful. There's so many beautiful scriptures where it talks about rising in the morning, uh-huh. you know, to worship. And so I think that that's important to note as well. But one thing that caught me so by surprise with She Reads Truth is that when I am, quote, working in scripture, uh-huh. the Lord still meets me there
yeah.
because it's still personal.
Yeah, right.
Even if what I am reading for work,
right.
you know, or I am reading through a reading plan. Like, let's say back when I was reading through the Deuteronomy reading plan that our team put together, that's still God's word.
Yes.
It's still living and active.
And you've got that plan, which
yes.
is helpful.
Yeah. So yeah. we found that, and it's another way to get over that intimidation factor, is just make a plan.
Yeah.
I really feel like half the time it's half the battle. It's
yes.
just having, I think it's Kevin Queen, a local pastor here, that talks about having a place and a plan.
Mm.
And so just being like, you know what, I'm going to read scripture in the morning in this chair right here,
right.
or I'm going to meet with the Lord on my back porch at 8 o'clock after the kids have gone to bed
yeah.
or whatever. And just saying
don't
that,
leave it to chance.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I don't usually leave like my hair appointments to chance.
Right.
You know, I tend to plan for that.
Yes.
And this is not the same, but just to say like, it's
put it
okay
in there.
To make a plan. And then what do we do if plans change? Like if you had said, you know what, I actually can't meet at this specific time, then what we would have pivoted, and we would have been like, well,
rescheduled.
I can do an hour later.
Sure.
Can you? Great, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think just like releasing this notion that it's going to be perfect and finding creative ways to insist, because the Lord is not bothered by the, you know, whether our environment is pristine and quiet. Mm-hmm. And if we have the right candle scent
lit. Yeah, no, exactly right. We just got to get in there and do it.
Just get in and do it. And so it's, and it continues to be a challenge, but it's like anything else. It's like every relationship in my life mm-hmm. that is meaningful to me requires me to tend it.
To put right? time in. Yeah. Yes. And I love the idea of a plan. And that's what She Reads Truth is so good at. That's what I try to do through my Bible studies is you've got a set thing. So like my friend has a Peloton. So I go to her house, I get on the Peloton, and it's so great because I'm like, I'm going to pick the 30-minute workout today. I'm going to pick the 20-minute workout. And then that instructor kind of leads you through. And it was really interesting because just this morning I was on and the instructor, just unabashedly, she was like, this is the most important discipline you will do all day. And I thought, okay, no, I really love you. I really do. I love this one instructor. And I thought, but I'm going to just a hard, you're wrong about that.
Yeah,
Actually, the most important discipline that I can possibly do is some sort of discipline that has to do with being with Creator God, with being with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So whether it's prayer or worship or study, that is actually going to supersede even my really important 30 minutes on the Peloton.
Yeah.
But what I love, and it's so funny, the Lord just uses the Peloton to help me with my own thinking of scripture and spiritual disciplines, is that you've got that person that's cheering you along.
Yeah.
They're telling you what to do when, and there's a set time.
Yes.
And so when I get off, I know I've done it. And I just want to encourage those people that, just like what you said, that spiritual reading the scripture can feel so intimidating.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, but we live in this country where we are free to study, where we have all the resources in the world.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of saying, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And I'm going to pick this plan that is going to help me go through. And how beautiful that this is not just a duty that we check off. You know, that's another thing. I don't know. The Peloton cracks me up because everybody's like name has to do with like biking for donuts, you know, cycling for drinks. So you know, it's always for this thing that we can have. But the Word of God, the discipline of the Word of God is we're in it because we love Him.
Yes, love the Lord.
It's not to manipulate Him. It's not so we can get this thing. It's because we love Him.
Yeah,
so I don't know, Amanda, if there's any last thing you want to say about this passage in Deuteronomy or about the Word or any last bit of encouragement.
It's so, so good. And you know, Moses was speaking specifically about the law in a lot of this. And there's this part, this is again from chapter 6, that it is so encouraging to me. Verse 24, the Lord commanded us to follow all these statutes and to fear the Lord our God for our prosperity always and for our preservation it is today.
Preservation.
Yeah, that this is for our good.
Yeah.
That Bible reading is not just a should. We have so many shoulds, you know, and we just feel the weight of them and we feel the guilt of when we don't check those boxes. But I just encourage you to dare to see scripture reading as an invitation. To abundance and an invitation to time with God and not something that has to be rigid or prescriptive, but just open your Bibles and read. And that is what we're so passionate about, is if you don't know what to do, that's literally why She Reads Truth exists, is you just show up at SheReadsTruth.com. We're always reading something.
Yeah,
we're gonna give you that plan.
Yeah,
and so you just show up and read, and then after you do that a few times, then you know you start to realize, oh, I can do this.
You can do it.
And the Bible's a big book. There's a lot to read and learn, and it's just all about Him. And it's just beautiful.
Speaking of that, you all have an Advent
book
coming
up
and Bible study. And that, I mean, if we are, boy, talk about times where we're busy and it's crazy.
Yep.
Tell us just a little bit about this Advent project.
Oh, man. We observe Advent every year as a community. And what that means is that we just spend the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas reading a curated reading plan that's designed to prepare our hearts to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
There we go.
And so this year, we are looking to Scripture to see how Scripture presents Jesus as light in a dark world. And goodness, if we don't need that right now, you know, just,
yes.
And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be reading every day. And the readings are a little bit shorter during Advent and things are a little bit busier, but our prayer is that it is a way to be in God's word, but also just to create some intentional just slowness and quiet so that God can do some work in our hearts as we, and that Christmas isn't just, you know, Christmas Day isn't just here and whoo, here it is. And it snuck up on us.
No,
snuck
we want to be
us,
anticipating it.
Yeah, that we're preparing our hearts for it and that we remember why it deserves all of this, you know, all the trappings that we've given it
and
over
really
the years. And
really why it deserves our heart out of this.
Absolutely.
Deuteronomy 6.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Amanda, it has been just truly, it's just a real pleasure and a privilege to have you as a friend. And I've gotten to be on the She Reads Truth podcast a number of times. It's one of my very favorites because we do just talk about the Word of God, which is such a blessing. Okay, Amanda, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball, but this is kind of fun.
Uh-oh.
Since we're, I know, well, we're studying all the spiritual disciplines. So even though you came to talk specifically about the discipline of the study of God's word, what is another spiritual discipline outside that one that you have practiced that has been really meaningful to you?
Yeah. Okay.
Not to throw you off, but.
No, it's okay. A thing about me and probably just my personality is that I have a really hard time choosing like favorite things. Like if you ask me like, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, I can't. It makes me sweaty.
You
I don't
just,
know what
you
to
just
say.
Freeze. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just going to, so I'm going to answer the first thing that's coming to mind for me is something that's over the years has been really meaningful to me. I think I would say worship, because that is one of the probably spiritual disciplines that I don't know that it comes naturally to me, but I feel very much like myself in worship. Does
that
make sense?
Yes.
So like, so just capturing moments, like, you know, being in the car alone is a classic time for me to, and so like, and I'm talking about like worship through music or just, you know, being mindful of whatever it is that I'm doing. Like I mentioned going on walks earlier. So like if I, you know, if I'm on a walk, like being mindful of like, okay, wait, I'm going to actually enter into like a spirit of worship and just talking with the Lord. And so I feel like that is something that is really hard for me to define, like what that looks like. Like how do you practice? Your resource probably does this great, so I can't wait to read it. But I do feel like that is a practice, and I do emphasis on the word practice. That I find really meaningful, that, and I'm not a singer. I'm not a super creative person, but when I think I would say worship, that just like entering into that space of just, giving my voice and my mind and my actions to the Lord.
Well, I love that you said that you feel like you're most yourself there. And I wonder if that's just being able to be in the presence of the Lord, that you can bring yourself, whether you're in a up space or you're in a low space. We see all throughout scripture, people praising, clapping, dancing.
Yes.
We also see them mourning, crying, lamenting. Yeah. So I think sometimes we think, oh, worship, we have to get into a certain mindset. But I love that you led by saying you actually just feel like the most yourself, you can cast off pomp and circumstance and just come into the presence of God.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like a space in my relationship with the Lord where like it's like a room, like I can just enter in and immediately we're connected. Do you know what I mean?
Love it. Well, that is perfect. I just wanted to see what that other extra spiritual discipline, if you were going to give us one, was. And worship is perfect. So thanks, Amanda.
Awesome.
So I hope everybody feels empowered today. If you feel intimidated, great. You know, Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, Jesus says to enter the kingdom of God, you come as a child.
That's right.
So perfect. You're in prime position to be here. And I want to just encourage those of you who have been listening to the Cultivate podcast. I have some very, very dear guests that will be coming up over the next several weeks. And I would just really encourage you to go on over to accessmore.com and subscribe there or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. And all the show notes for today will be up at kellyminter.com podcast. So you can check that out there. Don't forget to check out shereadstruth.com. And Amanda, thank you again. It has been awesome. And for everybody else, I will see you next week for the next episode of the Cultivate podcast.